Good afternoon. Good afternoon and welcome to Perimeter Institute. We are delighted to host this Government of Ontario announcement today with some very good news involving researchers across the wider area. My name is John Matlock, Director of External Relations and Public Affairs here at Perimeter. To begin, I would like to recognize the Honourable John Molloy, Member of Provincial Parliament for Kitchener Centre, Minister of Government Services and Government House Leader, His Worship Ken Sealing, Waterloo Region Chair, Mayor Brenda Halloran of the City of Waterloo, thank you for joining us today. Dr. Neil Turok, Director of Perimeter Institute, Dr. George Dixon, Vice President of University Research at the University of Waterloo, and Dr. Abby Goodrum, Vice President Research, Wilfrid Laurier University. As well as the many researchers and staff here at Perimeter and from the surrounding universities, and a special welcome to our scientific guests attending the important conference today. Welcome all. The Government of Ontario's vision and leadership for research activities across the province is greatly appreciated, particularly by those of us here in Waterloo Region. This is a very forward-looking and collaborative community with many different organizations committed in their own ways to advancements throughout basic research, experiment, and commercialization. Ontario's encouragement of individual researchers and investment across the local institutes is a big reason for our collective success. So it is a privilege to welcome, on behalf of the Government of Ontario, a champion in this regard, Minister John Molloy, with a special announcement. Minister Molloy.
Thank you very much, John. Good afternoon, everyone. It's great to be here today, to have Brenda, and I heard Ken's here. I'm not sure if he's arrived yet. There's Ken at the door, and all sorts of special guests who are here, and of course, so many representatives of the research community, folks here from Perimeter, from Wilfrid Laurier University and the University of Waterloo. Today is really a celebration of the research excellence of this region. And for all the researchers here, you should be very, very proud. And for all of us who help to represent this community, we should be equally proud of the huge research powerhouse that Waterloo Region has become. I had the privilege of spending close to about 2 years as Ontario's Minister of Research and Innovation. I was also a Minister of Training Colleges and Universities twice, and I got to know very closely the research capabilities of this province, and also learn a lot about research itself and the role that it plays. I think all of us realize that all human endeavor is really about dealing with the world around us, whether we're trying to improve the world or cope with the world or enjoy the world around us. That's what most human endeavor is about. But as every researcher knows, in order to do those things, we have to understand this world that we live in. And whether you're talking about scientific research or public policy or dealing with the economic challenges, the list goes on, you really need to understand what this world is, and that's what research is all about, and that's what the region of Waterloo has so many great strengths. So I want to thank you for coming out. I want to thank the Perimeter Institute for hosting us here today, because what we want to talk about is some of the specific programming that the province of Ontario has to support research and how it's going to positively affect our region. Since 2003, we've had a very aggressive research agenda, the province has, and we've invested some $3.8 billion in research and innovation. We've recognized its importance in terms of, as I say, addressing some of the challenges that we have around us of feeding into innovation, but most importantly in terms of creating jobs and prosperity for this province. And we've certainly been proud of how much that we've achieved. We have a number of programs to support research endeavors, and we're here today to celebrate two of them. The first is called the Ontario Research Fund Research and Infrastructure Program. This program gives researchers the modern facilities and equipment they need to undertake groundbreaking work, because as we all know, modern facilities equipment is key to undertaking so many different types of research, and also ensuring that the research that is taking place is competitive with other jurisdictions. The funding is available on an application basis, and we've received many, many applications from across the province. But I'm pleased to say once again that Waterloo Region's role as a research powerhouse has been recognized. And I'm pleased to announce that six researchers at the University of Waterloo and at Wilfrid Laurier University will be receiving a total of $684,000 through this program. So congratulations. We've got a lot of names today, but very quickly, at the University of Waterloo, this involves Professor Jennifer Clapp, Professor Brad Fady, and Professor Peter Johnson, Professor Brian Kendall, Professor Derek Robinson, and at Wilfrid Laurier University, Professor Andriy Shkilko. So congratulations to all those researchers and the funding that they'll receive. The second program that we're here to speak about today is the Early Researcher Award. This award helps recently appointed researchers in Ontario to build their teams as they make new discoveries, and obviously, as well as providing support for that researcher, helps them to establish a team, whether we're talking about undergraduates, postgraduates, postdoctoral fellows, researchers in general, put together a team to help support their cutting edge research. And just to give everyone something to be very proud of, the province of Ontario has identified province-wide some 99 early researchers to receive awards. And I'm pleased to announce that here in Waterloo Region, when you combine Wilfrid Laurier University, the University of Waterloo, and our host Perimeter Institute, there have been a total of 20 early researchers who will receive this award here in Waterloo Region. So give yourselves a hand. That is I think you would agree, far more than our share, and I'm sure there's those that could even do the math of how much farther that is than our share. But let me go through the names of the 20 researchers, and you'll be hearing in a minute from the institutions themselves who can speak a little bit more of the breadth of the research. But at the University of Waterloo, we have Professor Nandita Basu, Professor Sebastian Fischmeister, Professor Frank Gu, Professor Dan Kulich, Professor Matteo Mariantoni, Professor Stephen Mock, Professor Marcus Mose, Professor Marina Mortzakis, Professor Sean Peterson, Professor Jennifer Robert Smith, Professor Susan Roy, Professor Matt Vandermeer, Professor Christopher Wilson, and Professor Iping Yu. At Wilfrid Laurier University, Professor Christopher Alcantara, Professor Andriy Shkilko. At the Perimeter Institute here, Dimitri Abanin, Bianca Dietrich, David Gaiato, and Natalia Toro. So, and the names are right there. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's give them a round of applause, and give yourself a round of applause if you're one of them. So in closing, I want to leave, of course, the last word to the people that we're honoring here today, the researchers for both programs. Congratulations. This is a great credit, obviously, to you. It's a great credit to the three institutions that are here today helping to co-host this event. And it's also great news for our region. We certainly are punching way above our weight when it comes to the amount of population we have. I think it shows, as I said at the beginning, what a research powerhouse we have at here in Waterloo Region. At the same time, as congratulating the researchers, I want to congratulate their teams. I know research is very much a team sport, and many of you are supported by outstanding assistant students that work with you. I also know, on a personal note, that many, if not all of you, are supported by family and friends who put up with the fact that you're putting in many, many long hours. But we're very, very proud of you. The work you do is very, very important in terms of helping us, and is the first step, understand the world around us. and from that to create jobs, to help with the economy, to solve so many of the problems and challenges we have today. And I've got to tell you, having just spent the week at Queen's Park, we got a lot of problems and challenges. So don't feel there's too much pressure on your shoulders, but we're looking to all of you to help solve them. So congratulations. This is a great day for all of you, for our three institutions, and it's a great day for Waterloo Region. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Malloy and the Government of Ontario, for this wonderful show of support for the broader research community. We have three quick moments of thanks from the representatives from each organization. We begin with Neil Turok, Director of Perimeter Institute.
Thank you very much, John. Thank you, Mayor O'Halloran and Ken Sealing, Chair of Waterloo Region, and everyone else who's come today. Working in Waterloo and at Perimeter is something I have to pinch myself about every day, because we are truly blessed to have the support of this community and the freedom to pursue very ambitious, very foundational research. Let me tell you what's happening today. So 2 weeks ago, one of the most important discoveries made in cosmology was announced. The BICEP experiment detection of gravitational waves, which may be a direct signal of what happened at the Big Bang. And so our knowledge of the universe went back in time from 400,000 years after the Big Bang, perhaps to 10 to the minus 30 seconds after the Big Bang. It's a completely revolutionary discovery, if true, it has to be checked. But a couple of days later, one of our young faculty sent an email out to the top experts around the world. Let's have a workshop. In 10 days' time, will you come? And essentially, they've all come. So we've just had a spectacular morning of talks. We're debating whether the result is correct, what it means, how the field will change. And this is not going to create jobs in the near future, except for cosmologists. But it is a truly spectacular discovery, and to have the first serious workshop discussing the implications right here is a sign of this region and how important it's become for the world. So we're absolutely thrilled. I want to congratulate our four young researchers, Dima, Bianca, Davide, and Natalia. This year we were delighted. It was 4 out of 4 of our researchers got these early researcher awards. So we are extremely grateful to our supporters, to the region. We're determined to deliver some results which will make you very, very proud to have supported us. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Neil. Now representing the University of Waterloo, here is Dr. George Dixon, Vice President of University Research.
Thank you, John. As I say, thank you very kindly, John. And on behalf of the research community, I'd like to thank the Perimeter Institute for hosting the event today. It's a great venue, and obviously by the number of people are out there, people just want to come and visit. Minister Malloy, thank you very kindly for your support to, yes, everybody's obviously taller than I am. That would actually be Minister Malloy. Thank you very kindly to you and the province of Ontario for your support of research in Waterloo Region and across the province. I know that this is a very high commitment of your government, and I know this is also a personal commitment for you in terms of supporting the research agenda as sort of the vision of the knowledge economy of the future. So thank you kindly. Some of the researchers whose projects have been recognized with Early Researcher Award are here today in the audience. And if you get a chance to talk to those folks, you'll get a feeling for the diversity and both the breadth and the depth of the research endeavor in the region. Some of the areas that people are looking at are glaucoma treatment, water quality, global food security, indigenous peoples, economic restructuring, clean energy devices, the impact of human activity on and climate on wildlife, to mention probably only a third of the different types of research that are being rewarded with funding here today. Basically, if you know anything about me and the University of Waterloo, you'll realize that we say that we effectively are founded on a culture of discovery and innovation. And in truth, having a strong foundation in order to move any agenda forward is important. These early researcher awards that have been announced today provide the foundation for careers of colleagues going forward. You talk to any number of the senior colleagues at the University of Waterloo, and I suspect that WLU and Perimeter are no different, they will recognize this ERA funding as the first chance that they got to have significant resources to hire graduate students and postdocs to move their agendas forward. And invariably, that early support shows great benefit and dividends down the road as these people mature in their career paths. So thank you very kindly. So that's about people. Research Infrastructure Awards that were announced today are about tools. And in some ways, often people think of research equipment and research infrastructure as relatively boring activities. But in truth, if we expect our people to perform at world-class level in terms of research, you have to give them the tools to do the job. And that's what this research funding is about, and it is a very significant movement forward in terms of the impact on the overall research agenda. If you take a look at the research community in Waterloo region, we are built, as I said, on a strong base of innovation and a culture to undertake high impact research. We effectively undertake or attempt to undertake cutting-edge competitive research to move the competitive edge of Ontario forward, and in fact all of Canada, and to effectively enhance the lives of people across the world through this research infrastructure. So in truth, you can talk about dollars and cents, but really that's what we're doing here. We're building that foundation to move the agenda forward. Thank you very kindly.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Dixon. And some brief comments now from Wilfrid Laurier University. Welcome.
Thanks, John. And thank you, Minister Malloy. My name's Abby Goodrum. I'm the Vice President for Research at Wilfrid Laurier University. Wilfrid Laurier University contributes to economic prosperity in this province and across Canada in a number of ways, not the least of which is research. We graduate deeply knowledgeable workers who contribute critical skills to Ontario employers. Partially, we do that through research training. We develop, incubate, and grow new companies and products, and part of that also happens through research and research funding. And of course, we contribute innovative research that increases economic and social prosperity and a quality of life for people in Ontario and the world. The research conducted at Laurier and in Ontario by universities across this province is in fact world class. It is relevant and it matters for all of us. The Early Researcher Award and the Ontario Research Fund serve as incredible catalysts, as George Dixon said. It transforms and accelerates our research. And without this support from the government of Ontario, some research would take much longer to start and some research would not take place at all. Wilfrid Laurier University is therefore deeply, and I mean deeply, grateful. We're grateful for the support that the Ontario Ministry of Research and Innovation has given to our researchers, Dr. Chris Alcantara and Dr. Andre Shkilko. This funding will enable Dr. Alcantara to expand his work examining Indigenous intergovernmental partnerships in order to understand how to better foster autonomy and cooperation in policy development. This funding will also support Dr. Shkilko's analysis of the effects of high-frequency trading on the functionality and fairness of financial markets in order to address the question asked by regulators around the world, is high-frequency trading harmful? And both of these extraordinary researchers have already contributed greatly to the body of knowledge in their fields, but this funding will propel their research to the next level globally. So our thanks go out again to the Ontario Ministry of Research and Innovation for its continued support for research at Wilfrid Laurier and to universities and institutions like the Perimeter in this province. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Goodrum. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's announcement. There are some late refreshments next door, and the scientific conference will resume shortly. For our award recipients in attendance, please join us at the podium for a group photo in the next minute. So on behalf of Perimeter and our regional partners, please join me in a final show of support and thanks to Minister Molloy and the Government of Ontario for the leadership and investment in research that is so central to our collective success. Thank you.